Good afternoon. It's 3:04. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Sioux City Police Department is looking into vandalism at War Eagle Monument on Sioux City's west side. Someone recently spray-painted racist statements on a restroom. A spokesperson for the police department says they are trying to raise awareness of the cultural significance of the area. Even though it is a city park, it is considered to be a burial site. War Eagle died in 1851 and is buried on top of a bluff overlooking the Missouri River Valley. The bluff is part of the park and is also a burial ground that includes War Eagle's daughters and grandchildren. The Sioux City Public Museum announced plans to reopen to the public early next month. Museum Director Steve Hansen says starting on July 7th, the facility on 4th Street in downtown Sioux City will resume normal hours. They are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, and Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. Visitors will be strongly encouraged to maintain social distancing and to wear masks. The museum will showcase a new summer exhibit to recognize the 30th year of Saturday in the Park. It is called Saturday in the Park, 29 Years of Memories. It opens as well on July 7th. It was planned before the event was postponed for July. It includes autographed posters, dozens of photos as well, and video and audio highlights. People can also view the original ceiling mural from Uncle John's Records and Tapes, painted by local artist Paul Chelstad. And the Sioux City International Film Festival will have to wait until next year. Today, festival organizers announced they plan to reschedule the 16th annual event for the first week of October of 2021 at the Promenade Theater. They said it would be too hard to recreate the atmosphere of the festival in a virtual setting. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.